This is a life-changing message by the Apostle General Sam Crenshaw Ankara. Stay tuned.
If you are a child of God and you don't believe in miracles, you are very, very, very empty.
O Christo ni biara. Onye sentire ninni na chere se udampan.
A Christian who does not believe in miracles is an unbeliever of God.
O Christo ni onye sentire ninni no 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 ankasa ni Yakobon na osum nunu mpo onye ninni.
Christian who does not believe in miracles is wasting his time or her time with God. Before you get angry at me, listen to the definition of what a miracle is before you get angry with me because of my introductory remarks. A miracle is the manifestation in the physical realm, a happening or an event that surpasses human and natural explanations, but only ascribed to the supernatural. Long loaded, but I'll take my time and make sure you catch the definition very
well.
It is the manifestation in the realms of the physical. Miracles show in the physical. Miracles don't hang in the air or in the atmosphere. Any miracle expected but has never shown or manifested is no miracle. Miracles must show, manifest. They must be tangible. You must touch a miracle. Kabunimi asai kabo. I came here to speak over this house. Get ready, you are about to touch a miracle.
I receive it.
Who is this person that I am talking to?
I am the one.
Can you clap your hands and shout, I am the one?
I am the one.
Say, my father, my father.
My father,
I am ready.
I am ready.
For the manifestation,
the manifestation
of my miracle.
Of my miracle.
In the physical.
In the physical.
Shout, yes.
Yes.
Puri ane masaya mako. Miracles must manifest in the realms of the physical.
Yes.
Miracles also defy human and natural logic. Human and natural logic. Miracles defy. If the thing can be explained, then it's no longer a miracle. A miracle is that which the natural and the human cannot explain. That is a miracle. I don't know why today I feel like prophesying very early in my message. I came here to prophesy something tangible that nobody can explain will happen to you.
I receive it.
Who is this person that I am talking about? Clap your hands and scream, I believe in miracles.
I believe in miracles.
Say it again.
I believe in miracles.
Let the devil hear you.
I believe in
feel
miracles.
It in your heart.
I believe in miracles.
May you receive a tangible miracle.
I receive it.
That human, natural, nature cannot explain.
I receive it.
Somebody say it again.
I receive it.
Let the devil hear you.
I receive it.
Shout.
If
you are coming to the altar, run to the altar. Because something tangible. Something tangible. In case you thought I have forgotten, I know the subject. We are talking about supernatural helpers. Helpers are coming. I started last week. I haven't forgotten. Today, I am zooming to another area and I will land where we stopped last week. Somebody clap your hands and say, I believe in miracles.
I believe in miracles.
And the definition I'm giving you is not some crunchy ankara. This is Oxford Dictionary. Oxford Dictionary definition. That's what I'm giving to you. Not mine.
Senior Oxford, the church has said, I don't know.
And according to the Oxford Dictionary, because the thing defies human and natural explanation and logic, it is therefore ascribed to the supernatural. They don't know God. So they said the thing is supernatural. Super means above nature, above the natural realms. Above the realms of understanding. Supernatural. That's what the dictionary says.
And you ask for the patch and say, Omuni baby if you ban a sadian idea if you are strong cook rabbi moi. Echi on your pantias here, and you pass it to no a brosso.
But you and I know that when the dictionary says supernatural, then another term is the realm of God. So miracles cannot be explained by nature, by logic. It is ascribed to the supernatural. It is ascribed to the realms of God. So the supernatural is also called the realm of God. You can also describe a miracle as the work of God. The work of God. Or the doing of God. You can also call a miracle the hand of God. The hand of God. Something happened in Acts chapter 4. There, a cripple, a 48-year-old cripple, had been healed at the beautiful gate in chapter
3.
And the miracle has spread all over the region. So people flooded to the King Solomon's porch to come and encounter these men who performed this miracle, namely Peter and John and the disciples who were going to worship at that time. So Peter took advantage of the crowd and began to preach the word of God. And he said to them, this man has been healed by the name of Jesus Christ, whom you crucified, whom God has raised from the dead.
Peter said,
when the religious leaders heard about Peter's sermon, they felt very guilty, so Peter and John were arrested. And they were charged for public disorder, heresy, and religious something, you know, they started quoting the Roman law, and then they threw them in jail, and then they had to appear before a jury. And then one of the members of the jury said, and that's when we come to chapter 4, verse number 16. He says, The sign of the miracle is right in front of our eyes. These men have performed a miracle. And all the people have seen. The man sitting there for 48 years now is on his feet. What else can we say? We can't deny this miracle. Let's only threaten them, give them some lashes, and warn them not to go and preach in the name of Jesus Christ again. They beat them and they let them go.
Yabo Petro, any Yohani Kwedu, Edu Makotum, Edu Mobam Peninfu, and himself, or Machrasia, and I'm Peninfuna, Ebisan, and Bakoka say, ah, Nanya and Yanum, Yahoo Sentinel, Abratia Atna, a Honum and Fiabre, near Yahunsa, or your Buffo, but sorry again, Nasu, yet Yaning Nahu, Yahun Yassi, and to Mamma Yamude, Miss Ramoa, Yam Pamba, Bimbomo, Nianyamuka no Munko.
What shall we do to these men? For indeed, a notable miracle has been done through them, and it is evident to all who dwell in Jerusalem, and we cannot deny it.
Cannot deny.
When miracles happen, people cannot deny your God.
Yes.
When miracles happen, they can't deny your faith.
Jesus.
The reason why they scorn you and they disrespect you is because they are yet to see the manifestation of that miracle. But I came here as the prophet of the Most High God,
Jesus,
to announce to the whole world and to announce to the people who are hearing me, get ready, get ready. The miracle manifestation is coming. It will not keep long. It is coming. Clap your hands and shout and say, Lord, I am ready.
Lord, I'm ready.
I didn't hear you.
Lord, I'm ready.
I didn't hear you.
Lord, I'm ready.
You are not aggressive.
Lord, I'm ready.
Can you show me some aggression?
Lord, I'm ready.
Shout again, say, Lord,
Lord,
I am ready.
I am ready
for the miracle,
for the miracle
manifestation. Clap your hands and start celebrating.
Yes.
Can I have a celebration of some madness in the house?
Yes.
Clap your hands and shout and say,
I believe in miracle.
Media begins sentient a tomb. And Yanuma, Abratian, and Jinahe, Yang Naya, and Yahoo. Adasibium and the Wahi, Evasaman Kancho said, and sentient and see what Barbara Bomunti, and Nipa Adun Yamina Wosumuno, Etinye, and sentient and Manti, and Profort Bisa said, Nada Pai Boy Obey, Dead Nancy, and sentient and Mayanti. I said, what do you want? Now, so, and you see, and you pay no any behoo, no way you young upon no aye.
Somebody clap your hands and start laughing at the devil. You know why you must laugh? They said, when they beat them, they said, don't go and preach in the name of Jesus Christ again. The next time you do it, we will kill you. Ladies and gentlemen, I don't need to preach the name of Jesus. I just need to lay hands and pray,
Jesus,
and the miracle will speak about Jesus.
Yes!
You didn't hear me. Your miracle talks about Jesus.
Yes!
Your transformation talks about Jesus.
Yes!
The change in your life talks about Jesus.
Yes!
You don't need to shout.
Come on.
You don't need to scream.
Come on.
You don't need to please anybody. But when the miracle comes, they will believe in your God.
Yes.
You didn't hear the prophecy. Can you go around and tell 13 people, when the miracle comes, they will believe in your God.
When the miracle comes, they will believe in your God.
Oh, you are not serious. So.
When the miracle comes, they will believe in your God.
Charlotte.
So when St. Jennifer, when we begin to talk about it, say, Radio you St. Jennifer, I'm going to
because Peter hadn't preached, the miracle brought the crowd before he started preaching.
Yes.
So the miracle itself was a soul winner.
Yes.
May your miracle bring souls to the kingdom. Somebody run into your miracle and give the Lord a shout.
Yeah.
Miracle worker. You are a miracle worker.
Can you speak to somebody?
Come and do a miracle.
Are you praying?
Miracle today.
Are you praying?
Are you praying?
Come and
do a miracle. I receive a miracle.
Are you praying through the song?
Yes.
Are you praying for a miracle? Don't miss the revelation. Don't miss the revelation. Why am I preaching this subject in these days? I am saying, in this economic crisis, God will perform miracles. You rejected me. Let me try my choir.
Jesus.
I am saying, that in this season, when everybody say there is a casting down,
Jesus,
you shall say there is a lifting up. Can you run and shout?
Your name is Yahweh.
So those of you who are insulting me in my opening remarks, can you start apologizing? And when we close, give me peace offering right now. In case you are forgetting my opening remarks, I said any Christian who doesn't believe in miracles is an unbeliever.
Yeah.
You better start apologizing to me for insulting me. I said every Christian who doesn't believe in miracles is lost. And then the one annoying, which I know you won't forgive me, but now you are beginning to forgive me. A Christian who doesn't believe in miracles is wasting his time, her time. Because God is the God of the supernatural.
Yes.
He is the God of the supernatural. If you believe in the supernatural, you believe in miracles.
Amen.
Because that is miracles are synonymous with God. Clap your hands and increase that clap offering, because this week somebody will drop money in your account.
I receive it.
This week somebody will take you to the car showroom and ask you to choose your car color.
I receive it.
This week, what you are not expecting,
Jesus,
God will surprise you and shock you.
I receive it.
Shout it again and say, I believe in miracles.
I believe in miracles.
And if you are very discerning,
Jesus,
you will notice that the moment I shut the subject, an atmosphere of miracle has come into the auditorium. You will notice that the angels are all over the place,
Jesus,
and they are unlocking doors for somebody.
Yes.
I don't care how gigantic the problem is.
Yes.
I don't care how dull the problem is.
Jesus.
I know that God is higher and God is bigger.
Yes.
Shout and say yes.
Yes.
You are being. Disclaimer. Today, I didn't come here to preach to everybody and to impress everybody. I came here for only one person.
I am the one.
Who is this person that I am talking to?
I am the one.
So miracles, number one, miracles underline the workings of the supernatural. In other words, miracles prove and they show the existence of God. Peter said to them, it is Jesus in his name that we have healed this man. Meaning that the Jesus that you killed, he rose again, he is alive. So miracles show the existence of God. That your God has not died, your God is alive.
Amen.
So show me whether you must believe in miracles or not. If God has not died, why is God not working in your life? That's the question I wanted to carry home and ponder over this week, you and your family. If God is alive and is real, the corresponding effect is that the supernatural must happen to you in your life.
Amen.
And the Petro Ketre and Penifone say, yet ye, ye near Mwadim be, Nemum Abratia Soregian and Anso, Esa Yesu Christo na, Mukuno, no San Sori Biomno, Onuni Dinimu and Abrantian Yanka, Natrese, and Santrene, Etrese, Unyankupono Etiasi, and to my members I say, a day, now when Sanka was Santrene.
Number two, miracles point to the fact that God hears us when we call Him. Miracles are the response of our crying to God and the response of God hearing us. So number one, God is alive. Number two, He hears us when we call upon Him.
Yedikai, etchese, erade, etiasi, onyanko pontiasi. Niatosu mienu, etchese, se ye kases radia, o tiye, no di yanon so ba, san yanon ebano, and a yen century no.
Number three, miracles make your critics believe in your God.
And century, a man profuad jim, ujidia wuchim se, ade, and no.
Miracles turn the hearts of unbelievers into believers. I know miracles that have happened to certain families here. One miracle in the family has brought every member of the family into church. And they are still in church and they are in church. One miracle draws people and turn their heart into believers.
Minim sentene baku ofidie mu ha san sentene kono amabusia ne nyinara san sentene baku no amabusia ne nyinara abaye akrisofo enkrofo na nyia di mpo awom no abegi awurade di esan san sentene ne nti.
Number 4, miracles strengthen our faith in God.
Yeto so 9
The walk with God is a very long one. And in our journey with God, there are so many temptations and trials to cut us from God, to make us lose faith in God, to abandon God, to commit apostasy. And I mean, the journey with God is a long one with a lot of difficulties. So, along the line, if God doesn't do anything to affirm your faith and to strengthen your faith, you'll give up. So miracles, they come to strengthen our faith, to believe in God even more.
And send people to our watch and yell, but you didn't know. Internet just when you're ready, Uncle Sanchez, send your baby out. But me, I was a point to know so.
When Sarah had the baby Isaac finally, she said, now the Lord has caused me to laugh. Now all those who hear will laugh with me. I thought God had forsaken me, I thought God had forgotten about me, but alas, God has remembered me. Sarah's faith was solid and strong. Hannah, when Hannah got a miracle Samuel, she came to the house of the Lord, praising God, worshiping God, and said, God has given me an answer to my enemies. Now, all those who hear shall call me blessed. May your miracle turn the hearts of people to Jesus.
Yes.
May your miracle strengthen your faith.
Yes.
May your miracle strengthen your walk with God.
Yes, Lord.
Clap your hands and say, my Father,
give me
this miracle.
This miracle.
Shout yes.
Yes.
Sarah, oh, Isaac, but no, see, oh, and Radiwa mama srende, and Crawford Betty Masamina, and my best friend, and says, and I'm saying, Radiwa Palme, now, so one mama who said, I'm para, one of your heart, Hannah, say, ah. If you are seeing number from the Sessira, as I said, Emra will do me your funumuno, and then you will be a mammy. I'm a mere buyer friend somewhere. And rather, my own crop for what I'm for Nara, I come one or two, as I sent any of Babay at the Amounti.
About a pay, why ye knew? Minyamie, Wama Massery, or him, Pessie, why ye knew? Wama Mendy so, and then he made me say it again.
About some pay, why ye.
Come on.
Are you sure?
Woo! That joy is spontaneous because it is coming from God. That celebration is spontaneous because something is happening in the supernatural. That joy is spontaneous because you hear the sound of the abundance of rain.
Yes!
Give God a mighty shout of praise. Please be seated. There's somebody sitting on your left and right and say, I am in church. Say, I am in church.
I am in church.
Church is not cemetery. Church is not a place for the dead. Church is a place for the living.
Yes.
Church is the place for people who are alive.
Yes.
Church is a place for people who are believing God for the supernatural.
Yes.
Come on. Come on.
God will keep you and sustain you in this crisis.
I receive it.
This Christmas will be the best in your life.
I receive it. We receive it.
Ati asefo ene wa sori enye wufo asori enye esie yi anase musie yi da bi eya ati asefo entia ewrade beye ne se kire ne am amawo ema fie we ubro nya obedi no ebeti mbro nya abetwa mu konyina ra.
Miracles show the workings of the supernatural.
Ensanche ne kire ewrade ensa ne adwuma.
Miracles show that God is alive. It shows that God hears our prayers. Miracles make people who don't believe, believe. Miracles strengthen our faith. And miracles bring honor to the name of our God. Luke chapter 7 and verse number 16, something happened.
Luke and
a young man, the only son of his mother, a widow, was about to be buried, and the whole city was crying and were mourning this woman because she had lost her husband and now her only son was also gone. Just at the same time, Jesus was entering into the city. May your miracle coincide with the coming of Jesus.
I receive it.
When God is looking for you, at that time God is looking for you,
Jesus.
May your need be ready to meet God at the point of your need.
I receive it.
Yeah. Somebody, you didn't receive it.
I receive it.
Then Jesus said, put that casket down.
Jesus said, what's that? I'm going to put that casket down.
Then Jesus touched the dead body and said, rise up. Don't.
Right.
I have intercepted your going to the cemetery. You won't go there anymore.
Amen.
Yes, one pie catching a brandy. A brandy, sorry, if you woman, Nassau bequest here, Majasa Pantin, so, oh, sorry, and Ned Yara.
The young man woke up.
A brandy, sorry,
and the whole place went amok.
A crowning now,
and yes, what happened? The fear came upon all. And they glorify God, saying, a great prophet has risen among us, and God has visited his people. Miracles mean that God has come to visit.
Amen.
Let me teach you from Psalm 81, verse number 10. Psalm 81, verse number 10.
Enyum ediyawache bako, enchisimu ayedu.
Psalm 81, verse number 10. Read Psalm 81, verse number 10 with the loudest voice you can command. Ready, go. I am
the Lord
your God who brought you out of the land of Egypt. Now, open your mouth wide and I will fill it. This is serious, eh? Some teachings are coming there right now. Open your mouth wide and
I will
fill it. Look at how the New Living Translation puts Psalm 81 verse number 10. Look at how the Living Translation puts it. Read Living Translation. Ready? Go. For
it was I,
the Lord your God, who
rescued
you from the land of Egypt. Open your mouth wide and I will fill it with
good things. Good things.
You haven't heard the revelation, but you start clapping for Psalm 81 verse 10. You clap. use your mouth is dependent upon how wide you open your mouth. If you open your mouth small, God puts in small. If you open it wide, He fills it wide. What this text is teaching you about miracles is this. Number
one.
Miracles thrive under certain conditions. Miracles just don't happen. Certain conditions must be created for miracles to work. You open your mouth, God fills it. The more you open it, the more God fills it. Condition number one, miracles don't happen until you have expectations of miracles. So, miracles will only happen because you are expecting them. When you shut your heart and you close your heart and you shut your mind and you close your mind and you say, I have prayed enough. God has not heard me. So, me, I have given up. Me, I don't believe these things that these people have been teaching. This one, there's nothing God can do again. The moment you close up, God has closed up. But as long as you keep your expectations alive, as long as you open your mouth, wow, God feels.
Amen.
Number 2, miracles come to people who believe. Those who expect, to those who believe. Number 3, miracles come to people who keep confessing with their mouth even before the miracle comes. You open your mouth, why? God gives it to you. What it means? When you open your mouth and you are asking, ask big. Because that's how big God is. Ask for what is impossible to man. Because God is not man. One of my sons came to me with a document to present a contract worth 5 million Ghana cedis. He was going to bid for the 5 million Ghana project. He got a shocker of his life when he came. As soon as I held the document, then I said, I'm hearing a voice that tells me the contract God has prepared for you is not 5 million, it's 10 million. Then I saw his face went blue. Then he said, Daddy, I have lobbied for 10 million. They said they won't give me the 10 million, it's 5 they will give.
I said, Papa, medisa people do hun komo sa me no mo akasa mo so mo mpene na me de numpa na mo de be ma me.
I said, I don't pray over this document. Go and change. Go and put in a bid for 10 million. He was so disappointed because he must present his bid the following day.
Papa said, "There be we mean so me mumpa ngusu kwa na kwa yen pim do. As you are renting the wibasa, yes, I said, I dear chip paper, was all this anchor at the echo.
I said, they'll wait for you. The miracle is yours. The miracle will wait for you.
Amen.
Miracles are workings of supernatural.
Amen.
Miracles hear the voice. Miracles can be commanded.
Amen.
Miracles walk.
Amen.
Oh, Jesus. I said, miracles walk.
I receive it.
Miracles can knock at doors.
I receive it.
Miracles can knock at doors and say, here I am. You were calling
it.
Me. I have come.
I receive it.
Miracles.
I
respond.
Yes.
Are you clapping or you are doing something like?
And Sentany was sorty, and Sentany was so pum, Samabo, young Sentany, and Sentany to me to Tuanamo, and Antiba with Jesse, Minia, Nafami.
My work takes me to missions outside this country, particularly to some of these Western countries where the weather can be very bad at certain times. Like this November, winter has started. December is serious. January, February, March, thereabout. You know, so when I am traveling, Mama Rita and I, we carry what we call winter jacket. So as soon as we get to the airport, you put it on. Because any 5 minutes in their weather with this African bubu, get ready to start coughing. You will cough like nobody's business. So for my next trip to this winter, I asked my house supervisor, he should look for my winter jacket. There's one that I like so much. And I said he should look for it for me and then get it ready. He came back and told me the winter jacket was not there. I said, the last trip I brought it. I asked you to take it to the laundry. So either you have left it at the laundry or when you went and brought things from the laundry, you left it there. So they went to the laundry. They combed the laundry. They didn't get it. I said, go back to our laundry at downstairs. He went there. I said, go again. He went there. Go again. He said he couldn't find the winter jacket. I said, all right. Sometimes I leave some of these things with our office in America or with our office in UK. I asked my secretary, my PA, call UK and find out whether I left the jacket there. They said I didn't leave it. Call America and find out whether I left the jacket there. They said I didn't leave it. So I said to Mama Rita, I have no choice. When I get to New York, the first thing is to just go to the shop, buy another winter jacket for the trip. Then when I was lying down, I said, I can't be wasting money like that. The jacket is mine. Holy Spirit, look for the jacket and come and place it on my bed. The trip is in November. I asked him to start getting my jacket some 3 months ago. 1 month. I myself went to the laundry. Come. 2nd month. 3 days ago, then I reminded the Holy Spirit. I said, Holy Spirit, I asked you to look for my jacket for me. And still, the jacket has not come. And I heard the Holy Spirit telling me vividly. He said, son, I will look for your jacket for you. Because I am the Holy Spirit. I search all things and I look for all things.
Come on.
You people don't know what you have. You don't know what you carry. You don't know the altar that you are serving. You don't know the God that you are serving. Miracles show that God hears us.
Yes.
Yakata yira bo som mi say ahwa yedi ato nkonkwa nim say nkonkwa e mi hia mi jacket and I say mi hia mi coat no
because I don't want to spend money to go and buy another
one. Me pesa message sika biom. Ena ko coat no my Bible so me no sense catch say mgon kon wey me see me jacket and say me coat na me dey eso awon anu no me san kan e no mgon kon catch say ampara me ni hum kon kon me shisha de nyina enti me shisha sa coat no e dey amaw unim ni awo onua o Kristo ni unim mgon kon oni ni nante no ni oni ni tu anamo no etie o waso no tumi ya ni ma nyinara onu ni nyame a woni ne enam sese no.
Yesterday, I walked into my dining room to have my lunch. When I came on one of the dining chairs, here was a coat lying on the chair in my dining room. Then I skipped. I said, "Honey, the Holy Ghost has brought the jacket."
Oh. Yes.
Then I called my houseboy. Then I said, "Foolish boy, come here. Where did you find the jacket?" He said, "Daddy, the same laundry room." He said, "The laundry room that I've been searching for 3 months. I myself went there. Mama Rita went there. We all went there. We couldn't find the jacket. The same place." He went there. He was going to do something. He was going to look for something. And then he saw something. He said, "Ah, the Holy Ghost has brought the jacket." Ladies Amen. And gentlemen, I'm ready for the winter.
Oh, but we send, but we send, but we send. Yeah, right.
Anything that is missing in your life, may God find it for you.
Yes.
Your missing husband, may God find
it.
Your missing wife, may God find
it.
Your missing child, may God find
it.
Your job, may God find it. Your promotion, may God find
it.
Clap your hands and say, "My Father,
my Father,
look for me, that
which is missing,
because you are God." Clap your hands and make a celebration. For 3 months.
When some grandpa on your nine, any year two and the Monday Piarata, Nisajan, you know, and your strong cry.
I told the young man, "I hear 10 million and not 5 million. Go, they will wait for you."
You can tell Brantia, Brantia, Media, and Yamatio, Masum, and your people do. One more tell, call, not what your people do.
He rushed to my house in course of the week with a new document, 10 million.
And your sons of Babium, I was a sent Krata for Fra, and your people do.
I prayed over it.
Empire go so.
And I said, "Because you have opened your mouth wide."
Because
your expectations are wide.
Because
your faith is wide.
Because
your confessions are wide.
And because
you have believed the anointing of the prophet. Go. The same man who says he will not give you 10 million. God has given you favor.
Amen.
Ladies and gentlemen, when he went, he landed on the 10 million contract.
Yes!
Clap your hands and celebrate, because God is about to fill your mouth.
Oh, you're the devil with them. As I said, you have been one, no.
Shout and say yes.
Extraordinary strategies, impossibility specialist. You see it in heaven. You make me at your force to incredible God. Extraordinary strategies.
Receive your miracle. Receive your miracle. Receive your miracle. Clap your hands and say, "I receive it. I receive it. My miracle. My breakthrough. It is coming." Open your mouth. Why? Confess. Why? Say. Why? Faith. Why? Open your mouth. God will fill your mouth. God will fill your mouth. God will seal your mouth. Pray. Pray.
Jesus, we are opening our mouth wide.
Extraordinary strategies.
Impossibilities. The Bible says,
impossibilities.
Impossibilities shall not be seen. In the name of Jesus, in the name of be on your feet. The church is in prayer. The church is calling out. The Lord will bring your way. A miracle. A sign. I wonder this week shall be a week of the blessing, of the miracles, of the Lord in your life. Open your mouth wide, stretch your faith, stretch your faith, stretch your mouth. The Bible says, open your mouth.
You are, you are, you are, you are, you are, you are, you are incredible, God. Celebrate the God of miracles. Celebrate the God of the supernatural. Celebrate the God who does the impossible things. So, in this month of prophetic expectations, we are believing God for five groups of helpers. We are believing God, number one, for the helpers that we call daily helpers. May God cause a reverend to supply you with bread and meat in the afternoon, in the morning, in the evening.
I receive it.
In the name of Jesus.
Yes.
Clap your hands and say, give us this day.
Give us this day.
Our daily bread.
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 Jesus says you should pray this prayer.
Yes.
May
the Lord supply your family on daily basis.
And receive it.
Prayer topic number two. We are believing God for mandated helpers. Assigned helpers. Commanded helpers. They are under command. They are under assignment. And anybody who has been assigned from heaven to help you.
Jesus.
And they are dodging you. They are under arrest.
Yes.
Anyone who must help you and has not shown up by the stroke of a miracle, I command them to show up.
Yes.
Anyone who has given you a promise,
Jesus,
and they have never honored the promise, may our altar cause them never to sleep.
Yes.
Until they honor their promises.
Yes.
I command your helpers to show up.
Show up.
Anybody who is owing you,
Jesus,
and they have forgotten that they are owing you and they don't want to pay, we arrest their sleep.
Yes.
May they call you with a miracle phone call.
Amen.
Clap your hands and say, my father, my father,
father, my father.
Anyone who is assigned,
anyone who is assigned,
now that I understand miracles,
now that I understand miracles,
perform a miracle,
perform a miracle.
Let my helpers,
let my helpers
show up,
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 show up.
God of miracles.
Obi biara ya sene pese. Anfa me sentre ne ambre me homa eno. Ewurade ma onyi nanim no fa sentre ne no anfa mbre me.
There are some helpers, number three. We call them surprise helpers. You are not expecting it. You've forgotten about the winter jacket. Because you know it is lost. And you are putting money to buy a new one. Then suddenly God presents the miracle to you. May anything that is lost, clap your hands and say, appear.
Appear.
Oh, say, appear.
Appear.
Anything that is lost.
Appear.
Anything that is vanished.
Appear.
Anything that has been taken.
Appear.
Say, appear.
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 Show up.
Show up.
Adia biara ayira. Adia biara mihu. Adia biara ni bebi ampesa wano. Say di kronu. Enyi ne nimna embra.
May the Lord cause you to receive surprises.
I receive it.
Number four, there are some helpers, we call them timely helpers. Timely. When there is hunger, no food, people are dying, then suddenly a prophet will lift up his voice. In 2 Kings chapter 7 and verse number 14, in 2 Kings chapter 7 and verse number
1,
tomorrow about this time, the Lord will intervene with a miracle supply of wheat and flour.
Yeah.
At the gate of Samaria.
Samaria
tomorrow, in 24 hours, just when we need God's intervention, just when we need God to come through. Some four lepers came and said, King, we went to the gate of Samaria, and to our surprise, the Samaria army, they have fled. There's plenty of food over there, clothing, silver, gold. Please go and collect them. Ladies and gentlemen, God had intervened.
Amen.
By a timely supply. Just when you need God, may God show up.
Amen.
We
are also believing God for this miracle, that God will bring us help from our unwilling helpers. People who don't want to help, but God will compel them to help. I call them helpers under pressure. May God put somebody under pressure for your sake.
I receive it.
The wicked judge said to the woman, I am wicked and I don't respect people. Luke chapter 18. And normally I would not even hear you and respond at all. But for some reason, something is compelling me to help you. So I will help you. In 2 Chronicles chapter 20, Jehoshaphat and the nation of Judah were attacked by some three Gentile nations who wanted to destroy them and to extinguish them from the face of the earth. Jehoshaphat decided to believe in the miraculous. The supernatural. So he gathered the people for prayer. Why did they pray? Because he didn't have anything to fight. He didn't have an army.
He
was not ready for a battle. Miracle is not substitute for common sense. Can I say it again? Miracle is not a substitute for common sense. There are some things common sense can handle. You are sick by malaria. You have gone to hospital. The doctor has given you the malaria course to take. You have infection. They've given you the antibiotics. Then you put the antibiotics down. For 7 days, you are fasting and praying. You put the malaria tablets now. And for 3 days, you are fasting and praying. Miracles are not substitutes of common sense. Common sense tells you, drink the medicine. Take the medicine and leave. Amen. So when does miracle come in? Miracle comes in after you have taken the malaria tablets and you are still sick. You've taken the antibiotics and you are still sick. Human effort is exhausted. God must now come in. That's why you need a miracle. Miracles do what nature and natural and logic cannot do. Miracle is higher. Miracle is supernatural. Miracle is not a small boy.
Jehoshaphat
resorted to the supernatural.
Jehoshaphat,
then the prophecy came, Jehoshaphat, you don't need to fight this battle. God will fight for you. Tomorrow, go out and meet them. Jehoshaphat formed the choir, and the choir went singing, praising God. When they look into the valley, the people have slaughtered themselves and killed themselves. But that is not the end of the matter. God had placed unwilling helpers amongst them. When they saw that they were dead, they also saw that some things were shining from their pockets. When they came, it was silver, it was gold. The Bible says, when the army of Judah and the people of Judah started picking the items, it took them 3 days. They collected the night fell. And then they went and kept, and they came the following day. They came to collect. They came the 3 days. They were collecting harvest. Help from unwilling and wicked people. May anybody who wishes your downfall,
Jesus,
may the Lord transfer their wealth into
transfer.
You. Clap your hands and say, I receive
the transfer
of the wicked.
Of the wicked.
My father.
Anyone.
Who must help.
But is unwilling.
That's unwilling.
Compare.
Shout yes.
Yes.
Obibiara was all your papa. Obibiara was all your bibi Edimawa. On the upper saw you know. And Radianka Sabes Seno so. Emma, why your sapapano? Nenisubatino no. No, I hear you that.
Let's pray with Proverbs chapter 13, verse number 22. Proverbs chapter 13, verse number 22. Let's pray with it.
Mebusam, etidumi and Santitimadio numienu, and only Edibabon Paye.
Read it with the loudest voice you can command. Ready? Go.
A good man.
Oh, you are behaving like you don't have a classmate. Show me that you have a classmate. Go.
A good man leaves an inheritance to his children. But the wealth of the sinner is stored
up. And the wicked person who has stolen from our nation, they will release what they have stolen to us. And the one who has robbed your family, they will release what they have taken away. Clap your hands and say, My father,
bring my helpers. Bring me helpers.
Because
I believe
in miracles.
Miracle.
Shout yes.
Yes.
Awurade and kofo afa omaisika wiya and kofo wiya yabusia fosika and kofo afa nyoma yeya dia awurade amomo fambra e won sentre ne kwan so.
Verse number 25, Proverbs chapter 13. Jump to verse number 25. Jump to verse number 25. Read 25 with a loud voice. Ready, go. The righteous eats to the satisfying of his soul, but the stomach of the wicked shall be in want. May anyone who has eaten what they must not eat, may they be hungry.
Yes, Lord.
Let their children be hungry.
Yes.
But as for you, the righteous,
Jesus,
may your stomach be filled.
I receive it.
May there be food on your table.
I receive it.
May you have always money.
I receive it.
Clap your hands and say, Lord,
Lord,
bring me
help.
Help. Proverbs chapter 30, verse 22, NLT, New Living Translation. Proverbs chapter 20, chapter 13, verse 22, New Living Translation. See whether you want to receive this prophecy, and I'll see whether you want to reject it. Ready? Go. Good people leave an inheritance to their grandchildren. You are wondering why the Bible jumped your children and went to your grandchildren. Don't forget that in your absence, your children take over. Your children take over your inheritance. So if your inheritance will go to your grandchildren, it means your children will inherit and your children will let their children inherit. And your grandchildren will let their children inherit. Kabolibosayamaka. May your possession never die.
Yes.
And may your wealth never be extinguished.
Yes.
What God gives to you, may the Lord keep in your
hand. I receive it.
May the Lord prosper you.
I receive it.
In this time of hardship,
I receive it.
May you experience the miraculous.
I receive it.
And release helpers in your way.
I receive it.
Shout and say, I receive it.
I receive it.
Can you stand up around this time? Proverbs chapter 13, verse 25, NLT. Proverbs chapter 13, verse 25, NLT. Read it like it's a direct prophecy for you only. Ready, go.
The godly eats to them.
But clap your hands and say, Father, my Father.
Father, my Father.
I invoke
your word
in Proverbs chapter number 30,
chapter number 30,
22
and 25,
and 25.
Consider me
and my house,
and my house,
because
your righteousness
is upon us.
Anyone
who has cheated us,
who is cheating us,
anything
that I have lost
in the past,
gather all my losses
and bring them
to me.
Press down.
Shake it together.
Running over.
Anyone.
Owing me.
Love.
Owing me.
Attention.
Owing me.
A blessing.
And the person.
Seems
unwilling.
As I clap.
Compel
for help.
You are the God.
We call for help in the name of Jesus.
Cannot scream it and say, you are the God.
You are the God.
Receive your miracle. You are the God.
You are the God. The face of the Lord.
Say, you are the God.
You are the God who gives me victory.
Say, you are the God.
You are the God that opens every door.
Every door must open right now in the name of Jesus.
You are the God. The face of the Lord.
May you receive a tangible miracle. The church is in prayer. The church is in worship. The altar is speaking. The angels are ministering. Healing is taking place. Say, you are the God.
We come rejoicing.
connect with the Apostle General on Twitter at Sam Crunchy, Facebook and Instagram, Sam Crunchy Ankara. Share your prayer requests and testimonies via info at royalhousechapel.org. Royal House Chapel, touching our generation with the power of God. God richly bless you.